This is your classical break, a chance to take a step back and enjoy some great music in the middle of a busy day. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be listening to the second half of Ravel's String Quartet, the third and fourth movements. These two movements honestly couldn't be more different. The first movement starts out slow, it's very melodic, pretty easygoing throughout, although every once in a while a bit of excitement bubbles up, which is some foreshadowing for what's to come, because the fourth movement hits you like a ton of bricks, really violent and unsettling start, and while it levels out a bit, it keeps rolling forward pretty quickly. His teacher, who is a great composer named Gabriel Fauré, thought it was all a bit unbalanced. He especially didn't like the last movement. Ravel was a real touchstone around the turn of the century as a young composer. There were a lot of people who really did not like his music and some of his views as well. He was studying at the Paris Conservatory, which was a pretty conservative place both musically and politically, and he was very progressive on both fronts. Rather than some of the old guard of the time, he looked at Claude Debussy as one of his big influences, and Debussy wasn't very well liked either. It all came to a head a couple years after he wrote this piece, when Ravel entered a composing contest, and he didn't even make it past the first round. Now, at the time, even his critics knew that he was one of the rising stars of the Paris music scene, and something didn't smell right with him being outright rejected. Well, it turns out that not only was Ravel rejected out of prejudice by one of the judges, that judge also happened to be the teacher of all of the people who made it through to the finals, which was a little fishy. That led to a big scandal that ended up kicking some of the more conservative elements out of the conservatory and bringing a more progressive leadership in, including Ravel's teacher, Fauré. And this was a pretty big moment in French music. Ravel was soon well recognized as one of the top composers in France. And all that scandal was funny in a way, because Ravel studied his musical ancestors a lot. He had a lot of respect for the composers who came before him. The fact that he even wrote a string quartet is one example. This is a kind of piece that was over 150 years old when he wrote his. He followed more or less the proper format. It's just that the actual music itself, the harmonies and the textures, were so different from what was the norm at the time that a lot of people found it all a bit too much. Later in his career, he was enamored with jazz and the music he heard while touring America. You can hear some of that willingness to go beyond classical harmonies here. Here's musicians from Marlborough live at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum with the third and fourth movements of Ravel's String Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's like a train moving downhill. It really doesn't let up. The final movement of Ravel's string quartet, and so different from the movement before. Thanks again to musicians from Marlborough and the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum for putting this recording up on the web. You can listen to a lot more, honestly. There's tons of great music. Part of their concert series up on gardnermuseum.org. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll listen to a couple of overtures, really fun pieces from two of Mozart's most popular operas. And don't worry, I won't start singing. I'll see you tomorrow.